Election Day, rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the South. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the
Podcastle!
Hey, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. Welcome to episode 29. Hit 'em with a bat!
Yeah!
We'll explain that. We'll explain that in a second. I'm King Mike, your gracious host. Joining me today is King Devin, of course. Hello, Devin.
Hello.
We got King Johnny over there.
Who, me?
Uh-huh. And then we have King Zach in the producer chair, of course.
Hey, hey.
King Greg is on a little hiatus this week. He'll be back next week.
Hiatus.
And our special guest today is Rick Walters, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
Rick Walters is joining us.
Yay!
Hey, Rick, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
All right. Thanks for joining us. A local comedian out of Orlando. One of his jokes that he does, the punchline is hit him with a bat. So that's our title.
We just ruined your
joke. Good luck touring with that one, buddy.
That's what, you know, that's my Italian bro. I don't know if any of you guys are Italian. Any of you guys Italian?
Nope.
No. I mean, it's not like spotting a black guy or a Mexican guy. You know what I'm saying? I have to ask that question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would have no clue that you were Italian.
Right. We can't tell by your accent at all.
You know, black comedians, hey, there's a brother in the crowd. I can't just, hey, man, there's an Italian in the crowd. You don't know that
Right.
He might be Mexican. Yeah, in the 90s, they all wore that little bull thing. Remember the bull
horn? Yeah,
right.
Yeah, little bull.
Now they don't wear that anymore.
And they all drove Trans Ams or something.
Yeah.
Camaros. IROC Zs.
IROC Zs.
Called black people moolies. Is that bad?
They did.
No, they know. Did. That was know. The that was the thing. That was like
I
in
just
the 70s.
Like,
yeah, well.
Oh, okay. Make sure that you tell all of your friends to check us out on iTunes. Go to iTunes and subscribe, please. And check it out on Stitcher as well. If you got your iPhone, you can download the podcast app. If you have an Android, of course, they have the Beyond Pod app. And you can always check out all of our information on kingsofthepodcastle.com or on facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle.
And it's all free.
And it's all free, yes.
That's
yes.
awesome.
That
it's
is
free.
Pretty awesome.
And
yay,
if you missed free. Any of that stuff, Michael will repeat it several times.
No, I've stopped doing that. I got that note that I'm doing it too much, and I finally decided that I agreed. Well, yeah, because, see, we record this. This isn't live radio. So, like,
I didn't know that.
If I really? You didn't? Yeah. Nobody's actually listening right this second.
His girlfriend is. He completely forgot to tell her.
but anyway, so I was doing it as if, you know, you were just tuning in.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
sure.
If you were just tuning in, that's a good idea for me to go ahead and pimp it again.
Uh-huh.
But nobody's just tuning in. They downloaded it. They're listening to the show. So why should I just keep repeating it to them?
Very good point.
Yeah.
Who made that point?
I think that was you, Doug.
Oh,
good job.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, anyway, so that's how you can get in touch with us and listen to all of our podcasts. Go to our website, please. It's a great, fantastic website put together by Devin himself.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good. Let's go through our comedy breakdown. Let's see. Where were you at this week, Devin?
I'm on my sixth show in 6 days tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Wow.
So I was all over the place. Wednesday, improv. Thursday... Where was I?
On Thursday?
Oh, you were.
We were at Jesse's.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesse's. We were at Jesse's on Thursday.
Yeah. How did that go?
It went great.
It was really good. Yeah, we had a lot of people. We didn't have as big a crowd as the first time, but the crowd ended up being standing room only.
Was Jesse herself there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
And she was laughing her A off.
She was.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah. It was a really, really
was
good
Robbie
show.
Was Robbie there?
Robbie was there. Everybody was there. Everybody, yeah.
Okay.
And it ended up being a really great show. Ken Miller murdered. He did an awesome, awesome set. Devin did a great set. I had an okay set. Zenith was there. He also performed. And what was that?
Oh, no.
I missed it.
Great set, amazing set, and Zenith performed.
Oh,
you didn't even realize you did that.
No, I didn't realize that I did that. No, I didn't. No, no, nothing against Zenith. He did a great job. Sorry about that. And then Friday night,
Wheelhouse.
You were at Wheelhouse.
Yeah,
and, yeah, buddy.
Last night, Brick and Mortar, and tonight, Improv.
All right, cool. The Wheelhouse, how did that go?
That went really well.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Zach got up and did five, and he did really well.
Yeah.
Everybody, a lot of people laughed at him. Joe Miller, who's a local drinker there.
Yeah,
he's there like every damn night. He went up and did five, and he did awesome. And of course, everybody at that bar knows him, so they loved him.
Of course.
So that's why he did well. But he was actually really, really funny.
Awesome, awesome.
You know?
I think, Rick, you were there
Rick
too,
was
right?
There. Well, he was great.
Let me just say this. According to somebody, all of the other comedians except Devin were gay, queer clowns.
You had
and Devin
to be
on
there,
a
dude.
Scale from 1 to 10 was like a 10,000.
This guy literally repeated that story 30, 40 times outside.
Who is this guy?
He goes, I walked into this place, and I'm carrying some cigars. I'm like, oh, fucking a comedy show. A comedy show.
He walked in mad.
Yeah.
He was like, I walked in pissed off. I'm fucking mad. Like, what are these fucking... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
Man, you are just dropping.
We're quoting.
What are these effing clowns doing up on stage? I'm pissed. I don't want to see comedy. And then this guy gets up here with this honeycomb smooth voice.
Honeycomb smooth voice is what he said.
He said, and he like was the bridge between the queers and like comedy, and he made me laugh, and I'm like, "Yo, man, you wow, are a funny dude."
He said
dude.
That right in front of Zenith and Rick.
Yeah, he said right.
He's
front
like
of
everybody else. Now, pure normally, queers.
Now, normally, I would have punched him in the throat, but he was really drunk. So, yeah.
Who was this guy?
And he made us
just
laugh.
Just a Cuban guy who was there. He said he brought cigars.
It was nobody. It was just some random
okay.
dude, man.
Okay.
From now on, though, Devin's new nickname is the bridge between queers and comedy.
I'm gonna go with honeycomb.
Yeah,
voice.
Honeycomb voice.
The bridge.
Ladies and gentlemen. Well, okay. In the intro, from now on, it'll be ladies and gentlemen, welcome the honeycomb voice and the bridge between queers and comedy.
That's
Devin Siebold. That's how, if I ever host for you, that's how it's going
to happen. And once in a while, throw in on a scale from 1 to 10, he's a 10,000.
Oh, yeah. Right, of course, of course.
So gays have to walk on his dick in order to get to comedy.
Pretty much, yes.
Seriously, he would finish his story and we'd go, well, thank you, man. We really appreciate it. He goes, no, man, I'm serious. I walked into this place. Yeah,
and then he would just
start
over again?
The entire story. Oh, yeah. And I swear he did it 12 times in a row.
He gave him dap, like, after every time he told the story, you know?
Yeah, he shook my hand at least 90 times.
Wow. Holy moly. Well, I did the High Octane Saloon out in Crystal River.
Woo! How was that? Amazing?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you about this experience. Okay, first, I'm going to go ahead and just tell this story. I'm going to go as fast as I can because it's kind of long. But it's a two-hour drive there. And I thought maybe I could make it in an hour and a half because you have told me that it's a two-hour drive, but I know that you drive like my grandmother.
So
I figured I could do it in an hour and a half. So I leave here at 5, supposed to be there at 6:30. It immediately starts raining. I'm driving into a thunderstorm.
Great.
As I'm heading north on 27. 27 takes forever on its own.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'm on the phone with Zach, and we're arguing over business things. And we're going...
That's weird.
La, la, la,
that
la, la.
That never happened.
That never happened.
I know, right? But yeah, we're going on and on with each other. I mean, all of 27. And then I get onto the turnpike headed towards 75. Well, at that point, I get a phone call from the headliner, who was Jersey, and the feature, which was Adam Murray.
Okay.
And so I'm headed up there. They call me, and they say, I've got a flat tire. And we're stuck on the side of the road, so we need you to stop and help us fix this if you can. So I'm like, okay, I'll do that. And I call Zach back, and I'm like, okay, we gotta finish this discussion later. And I'm driving, and all of a sudden, the rain hits even harder. I can't see a damn thing.
I hate that.
Oh, my God. So I'm going down the road, and I'm looking for them. You know, I'm coming up to where they said they were going to be. And all of a sudden, my phone rings again, and it's Margaret, who is the general manager or whatever of Bonkers.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Jersey and Adam are on the side of the road with a flat tire. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I understand. She's like, okay, well, make sure that you can help them out. I'm like, sure, no problem. So I get off the phone with her, and I realize at that point that not only had I passed them, but I had also passed my exit.
Wow.
I had passed my exit to turn around to even get back to them. Guess where the next exit is that you can turn around?
10 miles up.
20 miles up.
God damn.
Yeah. So I go all the way up to go turn around. So now I'm 30 minutes out of my way. Turn around. Luckily, the road rangers had contacted them or had stopped. And
the road rangers.
Hey-o.
Hey.
And they had stopped and fixed them. So they're good. They're on the road. I finally get going. You have to go on 44, which is like a back road, country road, to get to Crystal River, okay?
Yeah,
there's no highway that takes you there. It's this U.S. state road.
Going on 44 is what I did to your mom last night.
Hey-o.
He's a road ranger.
Yeah, but hey-o. 44 is like zigzagging through the countryside, and of course I miss like three other turns to stay on this damn road because it just doesn't, there's no good signage. So I'm supposed to be there at 6:30. I got there at 7:15. Yes, which is okay. I mean, I got there and I was ready to go, right?
This is the short version of the story.
Yeah, I know it is. This is the short version. I am stressed out of my mind, at this thing. So I go in and it's a giant hangar and there's two sections. There's an outdoor section that is open to the heat, the blasting heat that is hitting Florida at the time. And then there's a nice little air conditioned section with a full bar.
Yeah.
Guess which side of the room the comedy show
the
was
outdoor.
On.
Neither.
The
outside.
Outdoor. Okay. The outdoor. It was outdoor side where it's blazing hot. So I'm already sweating like crazy, stressed out of my mind. And the feature and the headliner are nowhere to be found.
And now you got to be funny.
And now I got to go be funny. So I get up on stage. I do my set. I'm like, thank God, you know, I'm getting some laughs and everything's going fairly decent. But I'm sweating bullets, hoping that Adam and Jersey walk through the door at any minute. And luckily they
do. So you never got to them to help with the tire?
No, no, never made it. But okay. Luckily Adam pulls in and says, we're here, right as I'm basically wrapping things up. Adam got out of his car, walked into the room, and I introduced him to come on stage.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's how that all went. And damn. Then after that, it was just a huge long night. I sweat the whole time outside in the heat. It was absolutely the worst experience I've ever had. I'm sorry. That was the short version of my Friday night.
One
of
these times he masturbated on the highway.
Oh, Jesus.
To stay awake. Yeah.
One of these times, I want your poor decisions to come back and hurt you.
What do you mean?
Like, you made 5 million poor decisions in that story, and it all ended up okay.
Yeah.
I'm a terrible human being. I left for work late. I didn't give myself enough adequate time. I didn't stop and help my friends and fellow comedians. And I decided that, you know what, I just don't care. I'm not going to turn around. So I'm going to make it to the stage, and I'm going to go on without any acts to come up behind me recklessly. And magically, you're going to show up, and everything works out for you.
Yeah.
I want to live in the Mike Lee world.
I'm really good at in crisis situations.
Hey, is it okay if we back up for a second? Let me ask a question. Like, is that just... Jesse, is she as hot as that chick at the wheelhouse, the one that runs the wheelhouse?
No, but she's pretty hot.
She's pretty hot, yeah, though. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. We
giant
say
reversal in subject.
That's one of the reasons why I like going to the wheelhouse. Yeah, I know.
You like looking at the man's tits.
A lot of the stories I like revolve around chicks, so we can keep it to chicks. As, flat tires and rain is like not really.
That's not boner material.
Yeah, I have one question, though, about that. You mean to tell me Adam Murray, who's been a cab driver for several years, does not know how to change a flat tire?
No, no, no. His problem was he had a tire. He didn't have a jack.
Oh, okay.
He needed my jack. Yeah, that was the only reason why they needed
to
stop.
Yeah, he did.
All right, so that's all the shows that we did over the week. We'll be talking about our upcoming shows at the end of this podcast.
Wait, did he call and be like, I need your jack? And you go, I got to wait at least 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it went. Okay, I've got a little story here I'm going to lead it. John watched my dog while I was gone over the weekend, which was very nice of him. So I found this story here. According to a new study out of Northeastern University in Boston, people feel more compassion and empathy for dogs than they do for other human beings. People are also feeling compassionate about babies, but not adults. The main reason is that we view dogs and babies as vulnerable, so we have an instinct to protect them and feel bad when we can't. Would you guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure.
People are assholes.
Yeah, people are assholes, and if you can't help yourself, I'm sorry.
There's some dogs and babies that are assholes, too, though.
That's true. That is true. Kidding. But, like, if Buster and, say, Zach were about to be hit by a Mack truck, I'd grab Buster in a heartbeat.
But
and
that has nothing to do
I'd
with people.
I'd kick Zach right in the ass towards the truck.
But if I were to ask you to watch my infant child, you'd be like, hey, I got things I got to do. But I'm like, hey, Buster needs some time. You're like, sure, no problem.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't have an infant child.
Right.
You are an infant child.
Can you watch me for a couple of hours?
I am not changing you.
Can Stephanie breastfeed me, please?
Let's see. The reason why I bring that up is because you watched Buster at your house
at the trailer park.
Yeah. Which will lead us right into our great segment that we like to call Trailer Talk with John Donovan.
All right. Cue the music. Thank you.
How are things at the trailer park, John?
Things are great.
Okay.
I have a Cops episode story for you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
For real.
Really?
Really.
Like the cops were there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Was the video crew there?
The video crew was not there, but I swear to God, it was straight out of Cops. Okay. Neighbor lady, really nice, really nice. She got drunk. And the kids, she got drunk when the kids went to school and drank throughout the day.
Uh-oh.
And was shit plowed by the time the kids got home from school.
Okay.
She continues to drink thinks it would be fun to drive the kids in the car around the trailer park just to go for a little car
ride. Just a little spinny spin.
And I can do it. I'm fine.
Yeah. And you're only allowed to go 15 in the trailer park or whatever. But she's swerving and not paying attention. And then she stops in the middle of the road, blocking traffic. This other guy comes out of his house and knocks on the window and says, "Are you okay?" And she basically...
Yes, officer, I'm fine.
She tells him to go F himself and all this stuff. So he calls the cops. Cops show up. This gigantic black woman shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids are freaking out, and she gets thrown into the back seat, and she's trying to kick the glass out of the... I'm at work this whole time, and Stephanie is going, oh my God, she's trying to kick the glass out. I'm getting all of this via text message.
Wow.
Yeah, and the kids are screaming bloody murder throughout the neighborhood. Don't hurt my mommy! Don't hurt my mommy!
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's what happened.
That happened.
That happened.
All right. There you have it. There's some trailer talk. Another story from the trailer.
Yeah, a real story. Yep.
Wow. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back here in just a second after a little random commercial, some random stuff. And then when we do come back, Facebook gets hacked. There's no lesbians allowed in the church. And Paula Deen is taking on Trayvon Martin. We'll explain it all when we come back here on Kings of the Podcastle.
Maybe I didn't love you.
And now for this edition of The Angry Texan Translates.
I'm so sick of this shit. You never take out the trash and you never cuddle with me and you never have time to do anything for me. It's bullshit.
That means, I'm a stupid fucking bitch and I want my goddamn face slapped.
You were always.
This has been The Angry Texan Translates.
You were always on my mind.
Kings of the Podcastle, here we go. I love the Angry Texan Translates. It's one of my favorites.
Anytime you want to hit that post, it's fine with me.
Episode 29, Hit 'em with a Bat. Welcome Rick Walters here, our guest star, our guest co-host, I guess you would call him, for today's show.
Not a star.
Let's go into some somewhat newsworthy yet still ridiculous stories here. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but Mark Zuckerberg, you know he's making billions, of course, by exploiting your privacy,
of
right?
Of course. Yeah.
He's basically, that's what is he's in the business of. Khalil Shrita.
Oh, yeah, he's for you to say.
Yeah, right. He's an unemployed hacker in Palestine, but he's a really good hacker, and he tries to help companies make their website and software more secure, he's not a bad hacker who takes down websites and steals credit cards and stuff like that, right? So he's going in and trying to find holes in their security system.
I find your hole and I exploit it.
Exactly. Last week, he found a security hole in Facebook that let anyone post to anyone else's wall, even if they weren't Facebook friends with that person.
Security hole.
Yeah, security. Exactly.
I picture a vagina with a badge.
Oh my god. Facebook actually offers people who find security problems at least a $500 reward, all right? So Khalil let them know about the bug, but they completely ignored him. So he emailed him again, and they ignored him again. So in order to prove that he had found this thing, he got on the Facebook, he hacked into Zuckerberg's wall, Mark Zuckerberg's wall, and left a post. His post said, quote, "First, sorry for breaking your privacy and posting to your wall. I had no other choice after all the reports I sent to the Facebook team."
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So then a few minutes later,
he totally exploited
the security hole. So within minutes, Facebook fixed the bug and contacted Khalil. They apologized for not listening to him, then told him that he will not get a reward for finding the bug because he violated Facebook's terms of service by posting on Zuckerberg's wall. How pretentious is that crap?
No kidding.
Do you know what else they said when he violated the security hole?
What did they say? Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, I guess they could have said that. But, man, what the hell? He should get his $500, right?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he?
Mark Zuckerberg can go suck her burger.
Boo.
Holy crap,
I don't
know. What's going on? Obviously, that bit is going nowhere. Nobody's in the mood for that one.
No.
We got security hole out of
it. Security hole. That's good, yes.
And we're moving closer to TikTok, so, which is good. Five guys sitting around a room, man. We should be talking. Listen, let me just throw this out
Apparently,
there.
Rick is horny, and
he wants to talk about
women.
No, it's not that I'm horny. Is that, you know, we should be talking about, we have to throw some pussy in here once in a while.
Oh, my God.
No, because, listen, what I didn't realize was back to the chick at the wheelhouse. Yeah. I did not know that.
Wow, you can't get off of her, can you?
No, because he doesn't want to get off of her. I did not realize that her pussy tastes like Skittles.
And, right.
Apparently, Devin knows this.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I said that on stage.
Oh, you did?
He did. Yeah.
How did that go?
Tell her.
Fantastic, apparently.
He said something about licking her pussy after she ran a marathon.
Yeah, it
tastes like Skittles or something.
Yep.
He said that's why he likes doing comedy at the wheelhouse, because he gets to look at Amanda, and he would eat her pussy after she ran a marathon, because it probably tastes like Skittles.
And she came up to him, afterwards and said, it tastes like Skittles.
It does taste like Skittles.
And meanwhile, I'm just sitting in the back.
And everybody's still calling her Skittles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to take a moment
about Trayvon next.
Yeah. yeah, I'm wondering now, like, how do I go back to talking about the things that we
have
prepared.
It turns out Trayvon wasn't actually hearing a package of Skittles. He was actually holding a white woman. Which is why George Zimmerman attacked him.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. All right, well, we'll talk about Trayvon a little bit. TV Guide reports that Sybil's chef character in Law and Order, I guess, will claim it was an act of self-defense because she knew... Wait, what the hell is going on?
What are you reading?
I am messing this up. I got the wrong page in the front.
Like, wow,
my organization is terrible today. Law and Order SVU is tackling the Trayvon Martin and Paula Deen stories in the same episode. It'll be about a female celebrity chef who shoots and kills a black teenager.
Holy crap.
Because she thought he was a rapist. There you have it. That's what the story is.
Well, he was black.
Yeah.
Brought to you by the people who wrote Sharknado.
Exactly. It's absolutely ridiculous. I don't know why they would do this, but whatever, you know. Do you guys watch the show Law & Order SVU?
I have. I mean, it's okay.
It's just not... I know that most of their stuff is like, this was based off of true events, but the names have been changed to protect the innocent whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this is a little bit over the top, don't you think?
Well... I do, but that's why so many people are probably going to watch that episode, I would imagine.
Today's show is going amazing.
I know.
I thought that we had really good topics today, Zach.
If we could get to them in order.
I was trying to get to them in order, but Rick wanted to talk about Amanda's vagina again.
Let's talk more about Amanda's vagina.
Something that we passed up in the first episode. Rick, first rule of radio is don't bring up old shit. If we've already talked about it and you missed your chance to tell a punchline,
hit him with the bat, Rick.
You don't bring it up again when we've already moved on.
Did you guys talk about her pussy tasting like Skittles before?
Yeah. No, but when we were talking about Wheelhouse in the first segment of the show, that's whenever a good time for that story would have been.
Yeah, but now it's okay to bring it back up.
No, now the show's completely thrown off.
Here's my topic.
Does
Amanda have a Hitler mustache or landing strip or nothing at all on her vagina?
I think it's a rainbow.
Mm. Yeah?
Yeah, I could see that.
Taste the rainbow.
Exactly.
I have taken the stories for this segment.
But I
want to
hear about lesbians
ground.
In church.
No. You guys obviously want to talk about Amanda's vagina. Let's do that.
Is there any vagina stories in lesbians in church?
Yeah.
No, there's not. It was a church.
Like,
that
are they
threw
double
lesbians out?
Are they doing ass to ass with a crucifix?
Were they doing Hail Marys and other Marys?
See, now the show's picking up.
We just don't want to hear about the three wise men. I don't want to know what they did.
Oh, God.
I don't even know where it's at now.
Listen, Mary was not a virgin, by the way, because Jesus had brothers and sisters, according to Zenith. So.
According to
Zenith. Yes. According to Zenith, yeah. Great historian. This happened in Collegedale, Tennessee. A resident, Linda Cooper, has been asked to leave a church she has attended for 6 decades because she would not publicly condemn her daughter's lesbian lifestyle in front of the congregation. The daughter, Kat Cooper, is a government employee, a detective, actually.
Did she go to Westboro Baptist Church?
I don't know. But she recently won a litigation against the city government to provide her and her partner health benefits, which made Collegedale the first city in Tennessee to introduce same-sex benefits.
Huh.
So, see, that's
not
the
marriage,
story.
But benefits.
Right, just the benefits,
gotcha.
Giving health benefits to a same-sex couple. Yeah,
but, but this couple's mother, who's been going to this church for 60 years, has now been exiled from the church.
Right. Because she wouldn't condemn.
Right, because she didn't exile her daughter.
Right.
Her name was Kat Cooper.
Kat
sounds
Cooper.
Like a lesbian.
Yeah. For some reason, girls named Kat, you'll see that.
Kat
I don't know.
Cooper,
Don't ever call your daughter Kat there, John.
No.
Yeah,
it's going to be
Kat.
He's going to name her
it's gonna be
Beaver
Kathy.
Licker McGee.
Beaver Licker McGee. Yeah. That's what I'm going to call my kid.
I love it. Yeah.
Beaver, get in here.
Let's see. Here's a really cool one.
I need to talk to you about the beaver.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
That's what's going to get said in my house.
Devin, I don't know if your school superintendent does this, but you might want to hang out with them if they do. It was a Nebraska school superintendent who bought wine and schnapps and used the district credit card last year. He said Friday he did it on accident, but he's out buying alcohol. Did your intended do that for you guys?
Not that I know of.
His name is Dwayne Utecht. He said that he was out with other school administrators during Nebraska's annual Administrators Day conference and didn't realize that he had charged the alcohol and tipped to the district card. Basically, he took a bunch of people out and used and they bought all of them bought dinner
and partied.
Yeah. And he used the school district credit card to do
party.
It.
That's my favorite part of using my corporate card. Seriously. Like, that's what my corporate card gets used for.
Well, some companies will do it. Some people, some like ours, we'll go out and buy a round of beers for everybody. That's not a problem. But apparently it's a misuse.
It's a no-no.
Misappropriation of school funds.
Yeah. Is there any hot blonde teachers in your school, Devin, that bang 15-year-olds?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Not that I know of. But they're extremely hot. There's two this year that are like smoking
because there's
hot.
So many hot blonde teachers that bang 15 and 6 years old.
Why do they do
and
that?
It happens a lot here in Florida for some reason.
They're all in Tampa, though.
Do you have a story you're leading into?
No, I'm
is
not.
Is this a segue?
I'm not. It just made me think of that because it's all over the news all the time. Like every 3 months, there's this hot blonde teacher who's banging like 5-16-year-old kids.
I'd like you to continue on that story, actually, because interestingly enough, teachers in Florida just got busted for running a social media sex ring.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Give me a second. I will pull it up.
Pull it up. But I don't understand why a hot blonde 23, 24-year-old teacher feels the need to go out and... It's not like they're
she
cougars.
Wants to get laid.
It's not like they're...
They can't get pregnant. They're not producing sperm yet.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
But it's not like, cougars in their 40, women in their 40s, they want a young man,
That's not true about the producing sperm. Yeah. I jacked off so much when I was 16, I pasted the wall.
There was actual plaster on the wall.
Yeah.
Here it is, though. It's out of Pompano Beach. A high school teacher was arrested Thursday after
Let's see that picture. Let's see that picture. Scroll down.
Oh, my God.
No, she's not.
No good. No.
She was using technology to solicit sex from multiple students, according to the sheriff's office. She used Facebook to solicit sex from at least 4 victims in Mavericks Charter High School in Pompano Beach.
How do they call them victims? I hate it when they call them victims. So I know it's because they're underage and technically they're not, but especially if they're boys, they are not victims.
Right.
Agreed?
She wrote one of her students, she goes, "I don't want you to fall in love with me, but I also don't want you to hit it and quit it."
Wow.
Okay. No? Wow. And Holy how old moly. Is this woman?
She is... Is it 31.
Say? 31. Okay.
She looks like she got a few miles on her.
Yeah, she does.
For a 31-year-old, no kidding.
I think it has to do, deep-rooted, women have a desire to be, somebody to care for them. And, these kids, a lot of them don't have moms and stuff. I think they probably grow, attached.
You think?
That statement right there, I don't want you to hit it and quit it. Obviously, it's not a sexual thing. I think she feels some sort of attachment. Well, that one lady, she married the guy.
Yeah, married Kayla Turnow. I was just talking. Yeah.
I think there's attachments there. guys, it's just like... I don't know. I talk to guy teachers all the time, and we cover our ass. some girl will walk in, and she'll have, scantily clad shirt on, and I'm like, no, go away.
Go away. Don't talk to me.
Get away.
Yeah.
So you can't even make an eyeball.
No.
You'll get in
never
trouble.
Never be a teacher, man.
Yeah.
Anything else on that topic,
so
anyone?
Much trouble. Not Rick, presently, but something might come up later.
Yeah, Rick, if you have something to say about that, hurry up. Don't do it. Don't wait till the next segment.
I bet
of the show.
Blonde teachers' vaginas taste like Skittles. I bet they do.
Oh boy. Okay, here's a story about a guy that almost out of a horror movie. It's an acupuncture patient in Arlington woke up with needles still in him, all alone. The lights were off, and she was locked inside after a disturbing 911 call. The patient had to take the needles out herself, and the police had to find someone else in the office building to let her out.
Let's play a game.
Exactly.
All your life, you've been...
Has anybody in here ever been left in a precarious situation that you had to get yourself out? I know that some of us in here, I'm not going to name any names, keep straps to tie themselves to the bed. And for sexual purposes, and I'm just wondering, has anybody ever been tied up and left behind, or
I personally have not.
No,
no,
no.
Does anybody else in the room
have
a story?
Never let a chick tie you up, though, because number one, I don't know. To me, that's a little kumasi kumasa. You know what I mean? You should be tying a chick up.
Yeah, you think?
Chick should be tying you up, man. That's
why
little,
not? Why not? I don't know, man.
That's a little,
Well, it could.
You don't want to be a sub.
Yeah, let's be a sub today.
Has anybody ever got, John, have you ever been tied up for sex? Or tied up a chick?
I've tied up a chick, but I don't think I've ever been tied up myself.
There you go, you know what I'm saying?
What about
you,
Devin?
Chicks up, you know.
Both, why not?
Both, really?
Oh, man.
What's the deal behind that? I don't understand the attraction.
It's a power thing.
Oh, you got to have...
And them as a submissive, they're completely vulnerable, and that's the turn on.
See, some chicks like that, man.
They do.
Some chicks will tell you, I want to be tied up. Yeah. I'm like, sure, shit, you don't got to ask me twice.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll go right into the closet. Boom, here you go.
you got the ropes ready.
We're ready, man.
Go ahead, Zach. He has to take them off of the other girl that's in the closet.
I had an interesting girlfriend in high school that was into that sort of thing. And me being a high schooler, I'm not just going to the hardware store and buying rope for no GD reason. So I went to a high school where you had to wear ties.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I had a plethora of goofy ties that...
Yeah, ties work really
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. So we did that. But as a high schooler, I don't know how to clean a tie.
Oh, God. Oh.
So I wore ties to school that had interesting marks on them.
That's not potato chip oil.
Talk about business casual.
Watch your ties. Make
I've never
you
done
really
that.
You really only need one tie, though, to tie up a five-year-old, right, Zach?
man, this
tie,
is terrible.
Wrap it around both legs, tie it to the ceiling fan, and watch them go.
I'm so dizzy.
But I don't understand. Here's my thing: whenever I get to going and then doing the whoopee, I want the girl like grabbing me and clawing at
afterwards,
me and stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
You tie him up first.
You tie him up first and do what
they,
to him? Like
that.
I guess
they
you
love
just,
that
just
shit,
hit him
man.
With. Yeah, just go for it. All right,
no,
I gotta
man,
try it. I guess
spank
just
the fuck
some
out
girls,
of them.
Just
yeah,
spank
exactly.
them. Okay.
There's some girls like to be choked.
So
choked,
this is all about. So this is all about foreplay, is what you're saying. You don't actually have sex while they're tied up.
No, you do that too.
Absolutely.
Oh, you do. Okay.
Yeah, you tie their hands behind their back and you tie their ankles together.
Uh-huh. Unless you have a four-post bed, and then you can.
There you go. You draw and quarter them.
You have a fucking boat winch on the
yeah,
ropes,
and then you make your attempt to disembowel them. So yeah.
What's
speak.
The what's
bed
the
knobs and dominatrix?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, I guess I'll have to give that a try. I've never done.
You gotta
that.
Be careful though, man, because sometimes you don't know where to draw the line.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because one
if
chick,
they don't give you a safe word.
Oh, you gotta have that
well,
safety
no,
word.
Well, no, F the safe word, man. But listen, there's this one chick.
The safety word
yeah,
is
no, poop there's
shoot.
One chick. This, one chick this one chick liked to be choked and slapped and everything, right? Yeah. So, like, I the more I did it, the more it turned around. And mm-hmm. then I guess I went too far one time, and then she was like, oh, I can't see you anymore.
Well,
like,
now,
she's like, because you took it a little too far. I'm like, well, what the fuck? She's sitting there begging me like.
Right.
That's all right.
Sitting there begging me like, slap me harder, choke me more. I'm like, almost choked her out, man.
Well, I think I might have told this story before, but I did have a girl that I just put my arms up around her neck, like on her shoulders.
Yeah.
Like in a resting position almost while she was on top. And she kind of groaned a little bit. So I was like, hey, oh, maybe
right,
she likes this.
Closer.
So I got a little closer and
that's
she started
you know.
Groaning a little bit more. And I was like, well, maybe she wants to be choked.
That's
so
you
I
know.
Grabbed her by the neck
right.
and I grabbed it and I like started, you know, choking her. And after we were done, I mean, we had sex and we finished, you know, I didn't do it too long. Obviously she was still alive. And, when it was over, we were laying there and she goes, why were you choking me? And I was like, well, I thought you liked it.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, Don't ever do that again. Never again. Yeah. So that was my experience with going down that road. And I got
to
tell you.
I used to have a girlfriend that loved to be choked to where she turned purple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I just.
That's the best.
I just started calling her Grimace after that.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. As if it's not already ridiculous enough, here in a moment, we will be coming back with our ridiculous news. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with that and more here on Kings of the Podcastle. And now, ladies and gentlemen, in honor of the lesbians in church story, we now give you if lesbians ruled the church.
All right.
We'll start with Zach. Zach, please.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but lesbianism is deep-rooted in the church's history.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. No, the nuns back in olden times were actually really hardcore dykes.
Oh,
they were super into fisting. And that's actually why there's organs in church, because they need a musical instrument, and they were able to use the fisting and the nuns' queefs to power the organ.
Oh, my God. That sounds like a bad habit.
Wow. Entirely too much thought into that. Holy crap.
Rick, how about you?
Well, you know, communion, it would give communion a new meaning. You know, take this and eat it. But if, listen to man, I would like to be a priest in that church, because if a lesbian came into confessional... And she was like, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I mean, like, that's not a sin, baby. You know, tell me the story. I want to hear the whole thing.
John.
Well, this is basically like a lesbian church, what their bumper stickers would say.
Okay.
Donut bumping for Jesus.
Okay.
Fingering for our Father.
Oh, boy.
Huh? Maybe I should have ended with the first one.
Devin?
Communion wafers would taste like fish.
Oh, boy.
Chicks going for chicks would actually be beneficial to the church because then the choir boys would be all to the priests.
Right.
No competition. And, and open up your hymnals to page 47, Constant Craving by Katie Lang.
I think that if lesbians were to rule the church, they would have a special group to determine, in order to be part of that church, you would have to go to the special group to determine if you were really a lesbian or if you just have Our Father issues.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
And also, they would call the girl who sleeps with everyone, she would be nicknamed the communal wafer. And that's odd. That's what
although it would be thy vagina.
And that's how it would be if lesbians ruled the church.
All right.
We are the kings of the podcastle. I am waiting for the drop. Here it comes.
It doesn't happen.
No, it never happens. It just stays like this. Oh, okay.
This is Tool. It happens 4 minutes in.
Episode 29, hit him with a bat in honor of our guest today, Mr. Rick Walters. Thank you for joining us, sir.
No problem.
King Mike here. King Devin. King John is here. King Zach is here. King Greg is on hiatus for the week. We're going to head into our ridiculous news, but first I just wanted to make an apology to our listener. It has been kind of a quick show today. We've only doing 15-minute segments instead of 20-minute segments really
so
far.
What's up with that?
Well, the reason being is that, one, it's been kind of random and off, but it's because Zach has somewhere he has to be today.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Where
the hell do you got to go?
A football party?
You're going to go to the gym?
Manly, of course.
Going to a beer tasting, maybe? Yeah.
I'm going to a bar.
Uh-huh.
A bar.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you going to the bar?
Yeah, what's so important?
There's a special event there.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What is it?
What is that special event?
My good friend Ashley is having a baby shower.
Dude.
I hate all of you.
Really?
Baby shower.
No, so everybody's going though. Like the guys are going, the girls are going. The girls are going to go in their corner and do whatever they
do.
Hey, on your way there, are you going to listen to the soundtrack of Glee in your car?
What's that they call that? Jack and Jill? God. Like one of those Jack and Jill baby showers.
I don't know what it means. I'm just going there because she's my friend.
That's really gay.
No, I understand. Okay, all right. So here's the thing. I understand she's your friend and all, but what is the new thing with guys going to baby showers?
I don't
That's
know.
Just, no, you don't do that.
It's a heterosexual society, man. It's like they're trying to make us think it's okay, men and women, to do the same shit, and it's not.
Right. No, it's crazy. So, but Zach, you have no problem with this for
some
reason.
Well, I would have gone to the baby shower regardless of how it was set up. Just because we're that close. She's a very, very close friend.
No.
Hey, Zach. Yeah. Hey, Zach.
It's not a bachelorette party, man.
Zach, are you wearing a bra right now?
I should be.
A man's ear.
Yeah, a man's ear.
Uh-huh, a bro.
Bro's ear.
Yeah. Now, I happen to know another little tidbit of information that's really going to get you
Let's
guys.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Why is it that you're such good friends with her and it's kind of important that you go there, Zach?
Yeah, what is, yeah.
What special service did you offer for her during her wedding?
I might have stood next to her.
You stood next to her.
You stood next to her in the wedding?
Yeah.
So you were a priest.
No. Doesn't the bridesmaid usually stand next to her?
What?
I didn't think that's right.
For the bride?
So you were a bridesmaid at her wedding?
You were a bridesmaid.
I was the maid of honor.
You were the maid of honor?
You were not the maid of honor.
What? What?
You were the maid of honor in the wedding.
I was the man of honor.
Did you go try on dresses and shit and then like eat in a bad Brazilian place and then crap in the dress in the middle of the street? Like
what?
In the movie, you know the movie Bridesmaids?
No, I don't.
Hilarious movie, actually.
So did you like go with her to pick out dresses and drink wine in the dressing room and pamper her and
hold
stuff?
Her purse?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What? You did all these things. What is going on?
Wait, do I smell semen? No, it's Zach's breath.
Oh, man. We could give him a hard time all day about this.
Oh, yeah.
But, dude,
he's
not
the... We got time to fill.
He's not, he's not the only one. This is, like, becoming, like, the norm.
I know.
Like, for guys to go to baby showers. Right. I don't understand it. And apparently they play games. They play games at these baby showers.
Really?
Have you heard of the...
I've never been. I don't know what they do.
Okay, I've heard this. I've heard women talk about this. It's the only reason I know these games. I promise I've never been to one. But they will play a game where they put a candy bar in a diaper and throw that in the microwave to make it melt.
Really?
Then you have to unwrap the dirty diaper and guess what kind of candy bar is
in there. No. Yeah. What?
Oh, my God.
Women are doing this?
Yes, at baby showers.
That's awesome.
Yeah, okay, okay. Now, hold on a second. They also play a game where you take a toilet paper roll and a plunger. And
this sounds great.
Yeah, and the men, you couples do this, right? This is why men are going to these things.
Mike, so how do you know this stuff?
Yeah,
know,
well, believe
where
me.
Where have you been?
So the couples will blindfold each other, and they'll get blindfolded, and then the woman puts the toilet paper roll between her legs and her crotch. The man puts the plunger between his legs and his crotch, and then blindfolded, they have to insert the plunger into the toilet paper roll and reenact the
Are we actually talking conception. About plungers and toilet paper rolls?
No, yeah, it's actually okay. Toilet. This is the game. This is the kind of games that they play.
It's a little difficult with Zach, though, because two toilet paper rolls really don't go together.
Good one.
But this is the kind of games that they play.
Two and toilet paper rolls.
And they're trying to...
they do if you scissor.
They are trying... They're trying to make it okay for men to go to these things. Zach invited me. He was like, would you like to go? And I'm like, no, I will not go. Will you guys go?
No.
Why? Going to baby showers, right? No.
It's just a bar. We're going to a bar and we're going to drink.
But see, if you're going to get together and you said that the girls are going to go do their thing and the guys are going to go do their thing, then why do you have to go to the baby shower? Why can't the guys just get together and have some beers?
Because it's all in the same. It's the bar. We're going to the bar. They're going to go one side of the bar and they're going to. I don't know what they do. And
I
we're
love
sit
bars
at the
where
bar.
We separate sexes. That's beautiful.
I get a feeling this all started from some jealous bitch who was like, you can't go anywhere. You got to stay with me.
You can go
in the corner and do your thing with other guys, but you're not leaving my sight.
Or the guy, or a guy even could be like, I don't trust you, Nancy, your best friend. She's going to bring a stripper or something.
Nancy's a nice lady. How dare you? She's a nice lady.
But, I just think it's crazy. And it is. It's kind of the new thing is that guys are going to these things.
Lines are crossing.
I am that generation.
Don't do
just
it.
Just throwing
man.
It out there. That is my generation. I am.
How old are you?
Destroying America. 23. 24.
This is why,
oh no, I'm 24.
But
no,
listen, this
yeah,
is
you
why
are, aren't you?
This is why older guys like me can get chicks because I'm not the best looking guy. Let me tell you something. But girls complain today that guys are pussies. Man, they're saying, oh, I see pussies out there.
Right. So basically, Rick is saying
I'm
you're a pussy.
I'm pretty sure I'm the one in here who's had the longest committed relationship.
I thought I smelled Skittles when I walked in. The
Well, then again, the commitment. See, that's the whole thing.
Yeah,
that's
that like, commitment thing is a problem that I
a
have
problem,
too.
Man.
All right, let's move on to our ridiculous news. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but earlier this week, a 49-year-old man from Rhode Island named John M. Dubas. Dubas?
That's King John's alter ego.
Right.
King
Mr.
John,
Dubas.
John M. Dubas.
Did he pee somewhere that he wasn't supposed to?
Well, it's funny that you should ask. He did squat. He was squatting in the pool house of Jennifer Lopez's Hamptons estate.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
He lived there for a full week before he was caught. The guy was actually living pretty large. He was walking around the estate in full view of the neighbors and even posting pictures of himself all over the grounds on Facebook.
He was watching TV with her.
Yeah, the whole time, here's the real kicker. The whole time, J-Lo's security was on duty.
Really? On they property
were,
on
on
duty?
There, on duty, yeah. And they just thought he was supposed to be there, I guess.
Nice.
Well, does J-Lo usually have strange men coming around?
I don't know.
Apparently so.
But somebody finally figured out he wasn't supposed to be there and called the cops. He was, of course, charged with stalking and felony burglary. Now, okay.
Burglary.
Yeah, burglary.
that burger. I smashed that burger real hard.
Oh, man. So it brings the question, if you were to be able to squat at any celebrity's house, who would it be?
I would love to squat in front of Ben Affleck's house and take a big old dump.
Because of the Batman story?
Because of the Batman story.
Oh, man. And you want to talk about something that we should be talking about. This Batman thing is blown up on Facebook.
I know. Why is everybody so pissed? Big deal. Know. I didn't think Michael Keaton was going to make a good Batman, and I thought he did fine.
He did awesome.
I like
he
Michael
did.
Keaton as Batman. Yeah.
I just
thought it was a weird pairing, you know? And maybe this is too, but give the guy a chance. My question is he going to be like, let's see where the Joker is. And he's going to talk in like his Boston accent or something.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. That'll be terrible.
You heard who's playing the villain.
Who?
Bryan Cranston.
Really?
Yeah.
That'll be good.
I don't know.
Bryan Cranston is the guy from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I know who that is, but who's the villain,
Lex
though?
Luthor.
Is it Lex? Yeah, I think that's right.
Oh, that's right, because this is going to be a Batman and Superman
Lex
thing.
Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Batman versus
Superman.
So Bryan
Cranston is going to be... Lex
Luthor, I guess so. Yeah,
that'll be good.
That'll be awesome.
Is that confirmed, or is that still talk?
That is 100% confirmed by King Zach.
All right, good. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
So that means I don't know.
All right,
but I'll put my word against it.
Here's a guy who sounds like a supervillain. In January of last year, a 32-year-old man in Wisconsin was arrested for marijuana possession. And guess what his legal name is?
What is it?
Give me the most ridiculous name you can think of. Come on, anything.
The Burka Avenger.
The what? No, not the Burka Avenger. No, just something out there.
Zenith Nevers.
Wow.
No. his name is Bizao Doodoo Zoppity Bop Bop.
I love that guy.
Did he watch like a Cosby skit and then name himself?
He was born Jeffrey Wilsch, but changed his name in 2011 to Bizao Doodoo Zoppity Bop Bop. Oh, I forgot an extra. There's a bop on the end.
Yeah. Oh, excuse
Zoppity
me.
Bop, very bop, important.
Bizao Doodoo Zoppity Bop Bop Bop. That was his name. Yes.
Scatman.
And why did he do that?
I have no idea. He was arrested again. He was just arrested.
Oh, no. There's an explanation.
Yeah. He was just arrested for drug charges. This time he's facing up to 5 years in prison. Let's see. It says he was born Jeffrey Wilsch, but in October of 2011, he legally changed it. Last January, he was arrested for marijuana. No, it doesn't give me a reason.
No, keep going. He has an explanation for each part of his name.
Yeah, he says, quote, Bizao represents the explosion of awareness of the interconnectedness of the infinite love in the universe.
Sounds like Mike Tyson, God. Man.
Yeah, doo-doo is the struggle of our daily lives with that awareness.
The interconnectedness.
That
understand what I'm trying to say.
That with love comes chaos, and zoppity bop 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 is the outcome of that struggle.
Exactly.
Which is often ironic, especially because all of the life ends in death.
Right.
Wow, that makes perfect sense.
He smokes a lot of pot.
He does
guy.
Something. He sounds like one of those jazz musicians. What do they call it?
Scatting.
Scatting. Peace out, dude. Bop bop.
It makes you think twice about legalizing marijuana, man.
Right. You got guys like that.
Oh yes, they love it. Okay, over here in Providence, Rhode Island, authorities in Rhode Island have said that police officers got two internet domain names in the name of his chief and used them to link to porn sites. Richmond police officer Stephen Gravier was arrested Thursday and charged with a federal crime of using misleading domain names on the internet. He allegedly used the name of Chief Elwood Johnson Jr. to link to the obscene material.
Okay, but his name's Johnson.
Yeah, his name is Johnson. Yes.
Come on.
Chief Johnson. Come on. Chief Wood Johnson Jr.
Commander Johnson.
That's Spanish for the small, tiny penis Jr.
Elwood Johnson. Yes, that's great. Yeah. But what a great prank, man. I'm going to start doing that for John Donovan. Just start
it's
linking
already happened. Go to John Donovan. No.
Yeah. Oh boy, there it is. According to an affidavit, the domain names www.elwoodjohnson.com and elwoodjohnsonjr.com.
That's brilliant.
Linked to pornography.
That sounds like a great porn site. How do they know someone didn't just do that randomly? The Wood Johnson. I think that's hilarious.
Elwood Johnson. Yeah, it's a good porn name. It is.
It
really is. What is your porn name, John? Do you have one?
Oh God.
Here, let me tell you how to determine it. You use
it's your
the street
old, that you grew up on.
Your middle name and then the street that you grew up on.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which one's first?
Your middle name first and the street you grew up
on. Okay, Humphrey Neptune.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Devin, what about you?
Zenith Nevers.
Wow! How coincidental.
Mine is Ray Meridian.
Ray Meridian.
That's pretty good. I like that. What about you, Rick? You got one? Middle name and street you grew up on.
Amanda Skittles.
Wow. Okay. Zach?
Andrew Contora.
Really?
Contora.
Andrew Contora?
Contora.
You fucking Hispanic porn? What is it?
We.
You fucked my father. Prepare to die.
I am Andrew Condora.
I'm going to make you burrito supreme all over the bed.
Yeah.
The biology department.
What is this guacamole?
I said hard tacos, hard tacos.
The biology department at a university in Germany put a ton of guinea pigs in a cage to test their mating habits, and every night the guinea pigs had super loud orgies.
Ah, that's German guinea pigs, unia.
They have
the orgy.
Unfortunately, the noise was so loud that a neighbor had to complain. On Thursday, a judge told the university they had to move the humping guinea pigs further away from the residential area.
Oh, yes, yes. The guinea pigs. Oh, they're so loud at night. I love them.
I don't understand what kind of noises a guinea pig would
make.
I
don't know. Zach, can you see if you could find guinea pigs mating somewhere?
When I'm alone at night, I squat over the guinea pig cage.
Good God, man. Boy. Anyway, humping guinea pigs apparently make a ton of noise.
Thank you for looking that up for us.
Yeah. What are guinea pig sex? Let me just Google that, all right?
Just, yes,
yeah,
please.
Just Google it.
See, Google it. Go to ElwoodJohnsonJr.com. You should find it.
Or
right?
AndrewContura.com. See what happens over there.
Yeah. Guinea pig sex. SexyGuineaPigs.com.
All right.
How to sex a guinea pig?
We want sound.
What's
go to YouTube.
Video?
Yeah, go to YouTube. Yeah, let's see.
Oh God,
yeah,
this is
going to
be so bad.
Hold guinea on, it could be great. Oh, there they go.
So yeah, this is what I'm putting up with all the time at the moment. And then the other one tries to do it to him, and they just end up fighting.
Kind of sounds like Alien.
It does.
Thank you.
Actually, sounds like a girlfriend I had once.
They've been together a year, so I don't really want to separate them.
Oh my God.
I may have to if this carries on. They're not hurting each other.
If you Google guinea pig sex, this is what's going to pop up.
Okay, yeah. It's... But you can hear the noise now.
Yeah.
No, it sounds like a gerbil.
I'm more turned on by the British girl's accent.
There's no real biting going on.
No biting. That's good, guinea pigs.
That's good. They're calm. What they need to do is try tying each other up.
They're choking each other right now.
All right, that's enough of that. Let's see here. According to a new survey, now this is a good one. If you're not having sex with guinea pigs, hopefully you're having sex at home, right? With your loved one, right?
Sure.
According to a new survey, the average single woman washes or changes her sheets every 2 weeks. Mm. Every 2 weeks.
That's too long.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's too long?
I'm washing mine like every 2 days.
Does that sound about right for you?
The average single man, check this out if you thought that was too long, the average single man washes or changes his once every 3 months.
What the?
That's 4 times a year.
Yeah, that's about right for me, I'd say.
It is, really?
When I lived here, now with living with Stephanie, it's a different deal. She's like super, uper, duper clean.
Right.
But when I lived here, fuck it.
Really?
It's just me.
But are you guys having sex?
Yeah, but you were doing like, it in there.
You
made a
sheets.
Baby in there.
I know.
And there was juices on those sheets. There
well,
had
obviously
to have been.
No, because I didn't pull out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but there's still sweat.
Yeah, there's
if you guys
have
known at it for a while, you're sweating.
Did you grab her by her feet and carry her to the bathroom to get her out?
Like, obviously not. She's pregnant.
Yeah. So you honestly washed your sheets maybe 3 months, every 3 months or so?
Maybe.
Really?
Damn. Maybe.
Did you ever wash your sheets while you lived here?
I don't really recall. A time. I think there might have been a couple times.
Can you imagine all the fart particles that are in there?
I know.
It's not just fart particles. We've heard him.
Yeah, no kidding. I wash my sheets at least once a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, twice a week probably.
Really? Twice a week?
Yeah.
I'm not that bad. I do it every time I do laundry.
You know, a girl comes in and she can smell another girl, man. They got like that super sense, man. They know.
So you sleep with enough women that you have to wash your
sheets
all the time.
Well, it's not just that. It's that, you know, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
All right. I find that to be very awkward and disgusting.
Now, I'm sorry, but after I got home from the Klan rally, I did wash my sheets that night.
You did?
Yeah.
What about, hold on, now wait a second. What if sometimes, you know, you get horny and you want to have sex? You are thinking, it's happening tonight.
Yeah.
And then Stephanie, before she got pregnant, was, you know, on that time, you know, time of the month.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and you were like, I don't care. We're doing it anyway. And you go to town. Do you wash your sheets after that?
We wouldn't do that.
You don't do that?
Plus,
no.
It makes a nice tie-dye design.
Oh, God.
It does. Yes. And you wear that to the Grateful Dead concert.
Man.
Yeah. I can't believe that you never washed your sheets, man.
This is why I don't have roommates.
Yeah, Devin, what about you, man? You wash
your
sheets?
I have a dog and he sheds a lot, so I wash
them. So you wash them pretty often? Yeah, yeah, you have to. God almighty.
Wait, your dog is in the sheets?
He lays on my bed with me.
Yeah.
In the sheets.
Yeah, sure, Buster lays in the bed with me in the sheets.
In the sheets.
Yeah, how else is he going to get to the peanut butter I put on there?
I don't have a bed covered in silk pillows and duvets. Like, it's pretty much just a fucking sheet. And,
He's calling you gay.
All right, well, if you're not having sex in a dirty bed, John Donovan's dirty sheets, you could at least do some park sex. Yeah, you're going to love this. Last week, a 35-year-old woman was very, very drunk. She was on a park bench, and she was by a lake here in Florida. She was so drunk that she actually fell off her bench. But lucky for her, a 19-year-old guy came over to help her. They talked for a second. Then they decided, let's do it right here in the park. Yeah, right there in front of everyone. Both of them are now facing lewd and lascivious behavior charges. So a 35-year-old woman passes out drunk, and a 19-year-old kid decides to come over and let's have sex.
Hey, that's what I do.
That's what you would do?
No, I don't know.
All right, sex in public.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
A show of hands.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh my God, everybody. Okay, all right.
Not you?
No. Well, I know that I have. I just can't. No, maybe not.
Does
maybe
it
not.
Count as sex if you can't really see it from a distance?
Maybe, I guess.
I've had sex behind somewhere sports bar.
You have? Well, I can see that. I got a beach back there. Would
Did
that
you
count?
Really?
Yeah, would that count?
Yeah, that's
okay,
sex.
That counts. Okay, then if that's the case, then yes, I've definitely
outside,
had sex
outside, though, not inside the bar, outside the bar.
Yeah.
Where a car could pull up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Come out beach the back city. Door. Yeah, beach city. Yeah.
I was a bartender. In the mall parking lot.
What?
At 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
In the mall parking
lot. So he picked someone up from the jamboree and went out there.
But what about this? Hold on a second. Now, outside. Damn, I just caught that. Now, you and I, John, we're talking about outside in the open where a car could drive by. Now, you were in a vehicle, though.
Yeah.
What about, like, anytime, like literally out in public where people could just walk by and see you at any minute?
Well, I did it at night like that one time.
Yeah,
it was
like
2 o'clock in the morning on a bench.
Yeah, on a bench. Okay.
People could walk by, sure.
Was what she about 35 years old and drunk?
Where were you last week at this time?
I was at the Landing in Jacksonville.
Yeah. Okay. How about you, Devin?
I've done it a million times outside.
Really? Outside?
In Flagler College, 4 years there, we didn't have inter-dorm visitation. I did it next to a homeless guy. I've done it in the middle of the street. I've done it behind a church. I did it in a church bathroom. That was really interesting.
Wow. Okay.
All over.
Zach, what about you?
Mine usually involved boats.
Okay. But boats really aren't public places. I mean, if you're on
a
boat
of a lake
we're talking about
or on a river
or outside.
The smell of tuna fish turns him on.
Yeah, he's never going to let up on you on that one. But no, on a boat in a lake doesn't count. No way.
No, I wouldn't think so.
I mean, it'd be like if you were in an empty parking lot in a car. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if that necessarily counts. I'm thinking
not empty parking lot, dude. This was a mall parking lot.
Yeah. Now, if you were in the mall, in the kiddie area having sex, that would definitely count.
I would do that.
I
I was hot, man. Shoot. Hell yeah. Dude.
I was 17, and my buddy and I were driving, and this really hot chick had just got off the high school bus near us.
Yeah.
And he pulled over and was like, "Do you need a ride home?" She's like, "Absolutely." So anyways, she got in the back of the seat of her car and, like, never expected it. We were just going to hit on her. She goes, "Do you guys want to F?"
Yeah,
and I was like, just met this girl. And
really?
She's like, we're like, you aren't serious. And she reached over and started, like, grabbing both of us. And we were like, okay, she's serious. And I was like, my friend Lee, I was like, I gotta go home soon. I was like, you mind if I get first? And he's like, absolutely, go ahead.
What?
So he pulled over behind this building. He gets out and sits on the hood of the car.
Uh-huh.
It's his car. And I pull down her pants in the back seat and just start going at it. Now here's the thing, the funny thing, she smelled terrible.
Oh, of course she did.
And I said, at one point I was like, timeout. And so I cracked the door and I go, Lee, can you roll down the windows? And he hops inside while I'm still doing the back seat and turns on the car and rolls down the windows and gets out and sits on the car out again.
Wow. Oh, my God. Now, hold on a second. Was this just like a homeless woman? What was the deal?
No, she was like 16, 17.
Like the third car she got in that day, though.
Yeah. She had just got off the school bus.
Unbelievable. Okay, I think on that note, let's end things. Oh, that's the wrong one. Stop that for sure.
That's the sound of Zach's vagina when he farts.
Oh, that's gonna wrap it up. We gotta get out of here because Zach has a baby shower to go to.
Oh, the baby shower.
Devin, where are you gonna be this week?
All over Wednesday at open mics in Melbourne.
Uh-huh.
Saturday in Cocoa Beach at Gregory's. All over.
Hey, okay. Tuesday. Listen, this Tuesday, Jersey's having a roast at the Elixir. For anybody that's interested, it's gonna be fun, man. We're gonna be roasting each other. So.
Friday, okay. Me versus Vince.
Oh, yeah, Friday at the wheelhouse. That's right, at the wheelhouse. Friday, you versus Wentz. Vince,
yeah.
I mean.
I don't even say his name, man. It's the shot comic.
The shot comic. There you go. That's actually too cool of a nickname to give him.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But I have no shows coming up this week. Zach?
I'll be at the wheelhouse, which is, of course, sponsored by our sponsors, Audio Hog at audiohogwith2gs.com.
There you go.
I also want to put a huge shout out to Crazy B-Man Honey. Crazy B-Man Honey has gotten my voice back this week.
Oh, yeah. Well, you do sound better now that I think about it.
Check out crazybman.com or info@crazybman to get yourself some miracle honey.
John, anywhere this week?
Star Island Resort, Thursday and Saturday. Come see some trivia.
All right. There you have it. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for joining us for episode 29. Adios. Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we could have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Let's clean out your vag from all that sand you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China singing at the song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like, I was just like, what? And she's like, is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God. This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And then...
A dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed!
Now, listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I got to say about that.
Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No.